What's up, sis?
Hey, hey, what's going on?
Hey, wow, I can't believe I got you here.
All things are possible.
Yes, yes. Miss Stevie.
That would be me.
Now, introduce yourself to the people a little bit. Now, the first thing that you did was be a photographer, right? Is that the first or not?
Kinda.
Okay. Well,
tell
us what led you into that field.
Well, back in the day, I was interested. I love music always. Mm-hmm. I used to DJ in college on Morgan State Radio, and I loved female vocalists. That was basically my training. I used to babysit my cousins at my uncle's house, and he had a lot of female vocalists, Jane Karn, Phyllis Hyman, Minnie Riffleton. You know, that was his album collection. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I used to listen every day, so I just naturally loved music. For some reason, actually going back even further as a kid, I wanted to meet Chaka Khan, who's like my favorite vocalist.
Oh, wow.
And the only way I figured I could do that was to get into the entertainment business. So I decided I wanted to work with singers. I worked with a young lady. She was like 16 years old, but she had to go with her mom, got married. They moved across country and everything. And the producer that I was working with at the time, he knew that I wanted to work with a female vocalist, and he introduced me to Toni Braxton.
Really?
And from there, we started working on her project, her demo tape. Back then, it was a tape. Working on the demo tape, and started going to music conferences, and I was shy somewhat, and I always wanted to be a photographer too, so I took my camera and used the camera as an icebreaker to
okay.
meet people and stuff, and just started photographing entertainers. So I kind of fell into entertainment photography. I was at one conference, and a guy came up to me, and he was like, I need a photographer. My photographer didn't show up. So he just saw me with a camera, and he pulled me backstage, and I wound up taking pictures of Chris Cross, a sister named Wendy Moten, and Speech of Arrested Development was the photograph I had to take. That was my first published photograph. It went in, like, all the magazines all over. And so,
wow.
So I kind of, like, fell into that.
Oh, wow.
And the next situation was I was hanging out with a friend. He wanted me to give him a ride over to Morgan to do some video editing. And he was doing a promo video for Immature at the time. And we were all sitting in the room doing the editing, and their manager asked me, how do you do your pictures? I'm like, how do you need me to do them? So basically that night we did a photo session with Immature, and those pictures wound up being my first magazine cover, my second, third, and fourth magazine cover.
Wow.
With a photograph I did of them that night and stuff. They didn't have a budget at the time, but he's like, you can keep all the money you make off the pictures and stuff. So that turned out to work out really well.
I bet it did. They pay well for those photographs, don't they?
Oh, yeah. The cover of Right On Magazine was my first cover. So,
uh-huh.
Yeah. And I read Right On Magazine as a kid. So, yeah, I was extra thrilled about that.
I know that's right. Girl. Okay, so let me ask you, did you ever get to meet Chaka Khan?
Yeah, I met Chaka in, like, the early 90s. I went to a music conference in Philadelphia. I was hanging out. Actually, before that, I was at a music conference. Another situation, a guy was like, I need a photographer, but I knew him. He worked for Def Jam. A guy named Wes Johnson, Wes Party Johnson, he's out of this area. And he's like, come on, Stevie, take these pictures for me. Allison was performing in front of a bunch of industry executives, and I was her photographer for the evening and stuff. So the next event I went to was in Philly. That was down in New Orleans. The next one I went to was in Philly, and they were honoring Chaka Khan. So I knew I was going to meet her that day.
Okay.
And so I just kind of knew it.
Yeah.
So I went up and was hanging out in the Allison's hotel room. We were just chilling and stuff. And then I had a feeling, and I just went down to the hotel lobby, and this white memo had pulled up, and Chaka was in it. So that was when I finally got to meet her for the first time.
Did you snap those
I've
pictures?
I've also had the privilege of being up on the stage when she performed at Artscape in Baltimore mm-hmm. a couple years later and stuff. So, yeah, I met her a couple times.
Cool. That is cool. So
my life is complete.
I know that's right, girl. Listen, so from photography, tell us how the radio show came about. And tell us the name of the show too, please.
2005, I went to Morgan State's homecoming concert, where featuring Amel LaRue. I wanted to see Amel LaRue. She is an amazing vocalist. Oh my goodness. It was the first time that a vocalist made my mouth drop open. I was like, wow. And I was like, is my mouth really, am I really sitting here? Really? Amel, really? Am I sitting here with my mouth hanging open? Really? But I really was. So that particular evening, I met DJ Francis J of Neo Soul Cafe. She was there promoting the show. She brought, the artist to the show, and she was also promoting her internet station. And I went and listened to the station, and I fell in love with independent music. From that, I listened to the station for about, I guess, a year and a half, because it was late 2005. 2007, I went to Baltimore AFRAM. I'm not sure what they call it now. They keep changing the name, but it's the African American Heritage Festival. But people from Baltimore, we call it AFRAM. We know what we're talking about.
Right.
It's our summer festival every year in downtown Baltimore. And I went to the B stage like I usually did and saw the talent, the independent artists, which I didn't realize up until 2007 when I saw Cy Smith perform that it was actually had to be more people, like, because she was so great on stage that I was like, she was my light bulb moment. I was like, whoa, there's got to be more folks. And it all came together because I realized the stuff that I was liking on DJ Francis' station was actually Cy Smith singing and stuff. So it all kind of fell together. And about less than like a year later, I started my show. And so I'm doing podcasts at first. Just putting some music together, and I started meeting like all the independent artists. I went to the Soul Track Music Awards in the 07 and met a lot of artists and stuff. I just started photographing them. It came about because I was a little bit pissed off and
Really?
stuff, because there was a soul thing going on that I knew nothing about, and I understood why I knew nothing about it, because it wasn't being promoted
Right.
enough. So I started promoting it, and one of the pieces that I used to promote it was my photography, as well as starting a radio show. So that's
Stevie's.
how that all everything just kind of fell into place.
And the name of your show is Stevie's Love, right?
No, Stevie Souls
Oh, Stevie's
Love
Soul.
101, because it's
Okay.
basically about soul music in all of its many forms
Right.
and stuff. Because I basically is whatever my soul feels like hearing is basically what I play. It's just not restricted to R&B. People call it eclectic
Right.
and stuff. But I play soul, jazz, house, whatever I feel like hearing when I'm making the show.
Well, honey,
So.
that's the way to be, because I'm very eclectic. I play everything. People are like, you play country? Yes, I do, if it moves me. If it
I haven't
moves
got into
me.
country,
I,
but
you
of
know what? But I'm not like, I wouldn't say that I'm a country fan, but there are some country songs that, I mean, let's think about this thing. Even Beyonce, the song that she made so much money on, To the Left, was originally a country song.
Oh yeah, I mean the
So,
lyrical content
yeah.
for country music is great. There's some great writers
Exactly.
in all genres of music, and their genre of music that tends to not speak about foolishness that sometimes the genre of music and commercial radio speaks about now
Yes, exactly,
and stuff. So,
exactly.
yeah, but
Yeah.
they also have little silly songs as well that speak
Yeah,
about
they do.
foolishness.
Oh,
So,
they do.
they can go here and there. Yeah.
But I'm speaking of the songs that have soul. There's some country songs that do have some soul. And if it's particularly if it's a younger artist, they tend to kind of cross over. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, they are country artists, but they play some soulful music sometimes. Not all of them. And not every
The funny
song,
thing
of
is,
course.
everybody, so they want to classify music as this, that, or the other and
Right.
stuff. But a lot of times, if you're quote unquote classified as a country artist, and you're an artist who wants to experiment with just music and stuff, and sometimes you want a bass in it, sometimes you want a beat in it,
Yeah.
then you're going to be in another category
Right.
and stuff. So people in their classifications is always tickles me.
It does. It does. Yeah. But like I said, if it moves me, that's the main thing. If it makes me feel, think, you know, want to dance.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
mm-hmm.
I want to hear it, you know, and I want other people to hear it. So, you know, I followed in your footsteps without knowing I was following in your footsteps, because that's the reason I started my station, is because I was tired of hearing the same people all the time, all the time, all the time. And the thing is, there are so many other artists right here in the DMV, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Right
mm-hmm.
here, who are so talented, some of them more talented than the people that are, I'm not going to say it that way, that are played on terrestrial radio. You know what I'm saying? So
commercial radio is about what we can sell, and if we can
exactly.
take this artist and sell it, whether they have vocal ability or not, that's what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny. You just made me remember, like, as a kid, you know, when I was listening to music and stuff, when I started buying records and 45s mm-hmm. and things, you know, I always flipped over to the B-side.
Yes.
I always wanted to hear all of it.
Exactly.
And stuff, not just what the radio was playing. The radio was incentive enough to sell a song.
Mm-hmm.
But when I got the album, I'm like, I'm not going to just listen to one song, you know? And a lot
yeah.
of times, artists made music, you know, that wasn't strong enough to be on the radio. They made a music to make a hit.
Mm-hmm.
And so, which they still do today as well. But with independent artists, you can get one of their projects, and the whole project is full of hits.
It's a whole project.
Solid project.
Yes. Yes, and that's the problem today. This is the reason why I don't really buy very much commercial music. Is it used to be when you bought an album, and yes, they were albums when I first started. It's 45s and albums, yes, and you could buy an album, and every song on there would be great. Now
mm-hmm.
you buy an album, and you might have 2 or 3 out of 8 or 10 songs, and the rest of it is like, ugh, you know. So
got to cut you off, but music, like, I've gotten, like, because I'm in a Dropbox where I get, like, a lot of the music first of commercial artists
mm-hmm.
and, like, independent artists as well as some new indie artists and stuff, some overseas stuff. But I check out some of the quote-unquote commercial artists. I recently got Joe's new project.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to it. I like Joe. I always liked Joe.
Well, I like
you
Joe,
know?
Too. I mean,
but his lyrical content was, I'm like, is he serious? Like, I see late. Then, that was like 2 weeks ago, and then this week, I got Jaheim's new project, and his lyrical content on his very first song, he said something like, let me get it right, girl, you looking thicker, you sure know how to hold your liquor.
I was like, what?
Really? And it made me not even listen to the rest of the project.
I know. How is that an anthem? How is that anybody's anthem? I'm like, what?
Girl, you looking thicker. You sure know how to hold your liquor. I was like, I ain't really, dog, really. Like, whatever.
Oh,
it
wow.
made me turn me off to even listening to anything else he has on that project and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I like Jaheim, but his lyrical content sucks.
I love his voice. Okay. Yeah, but he needs some decent writers. But I do like his voice, yes. Definitely.
Yeah, I love his voice. Lyrical content, zero, negative, and not happening. When I heard it, I had to, like, take my little butt and slide it back a little. But did he really say
that? Yeah.
I was like, wow. He
yeah.
really did.
The first time I really listened to it, that's the thing that caught my ear. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
But
Fantasia,
I
love Fantasia Live. I listened to her album. I was like, negative, I don't want to hear this. None of it. I hated her whole project. And
wow.
So I just deleted it. But Live, the girl, she's the truth. She's so great. But lyrical content on the album, the music that was in, no, I couldn't feel it at all. So.
Okay, listen,
yeah.
honey. I want to know how you got into artist management, from photography to artist management.
Well, back in the day when I started, Tony Braxton was the first person I managed in name
mm-hmm.
and stuff. We didn't do contracts because we did like a production agreement. She was with the production unit that I was working with. So I was Tony's first manager without contract and stuff. And we operated as such. And then after Tony, I would always, because I could always tell when an artist is hot and is going to, like, blow up. Mm-hmm. And so if they follow the guidelines and do the right thing and all of that, you know, and know the right people. I've been fortunate to kind of know a lot of the right people to be in positions to make different things happen for folks. So Tony actually really was my first artist that I worked with in a management capacity. I'm currently working with an artist by the name of Davida, and we're celebrating right now because her new project is called Speechless, the Remixes. We released it like last week, Saturday, and it's number 25, or actually I'm lying, it's number 23 the last time I checked on the house music charts on TrackSource.
Wow.
And so it moved very quickly up to the top. It's in the top 25, as I say, right now, and probably by tomorrow it'll be even higher because it's a very tight project, it's a very solid project.
Yeah.
And so I'm also looking at a young man by the name of Rob Seven to do management work with, as well, because he's a great vocalist and his lyrical content is wonderful. And so for me to keep your album in my CD player in my car, you're good.
Yeah.
And so everybody don't get that right.
Okay.
So I just fell into it. I've always been a manager, and like when I used to work regular I never worked 9 to 5. I've always worked 11 to 7 mm-hmm. type jobs and stuff. I was always a manager. I'm a leader. I've always been that. And stuff. So it's just ingrained in me. My mother was a manager at her job and stuff. My dad was a manager at his job. So
yeah.
Management is just something that we do.
I guess you got it honest. Well, since you mentioned Levita, let's play. I would like to play Speechless, but this is not the remix. This is Speechless. And she's another artist that Stevie introduced me to who has been on my show. You know, and you know I love, so needless to say, listening audience, you know I love this woman. So let me play Speechless and we'll be back and we'll chop it up some more.
Speechless.
Well, that's what they call it. I just call it music, seriously. But you know,
dance. Oh, yeah, it's dance music. It's, yeah, it's music. You know, it's soul music.
Soul music.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, so many different classifications. Mm-hmm. Everything got to be categorized,
yeah,
into a nice neat package.
Yes, and that's the way society
the funny
likes
thing
it
is, none of us are the same. So how do you do that?
Exactly, exactly. Well, you know, I refuse to be put into a box personally. You might put a label on me, but there's no label on me. I'm not in a box. I'm wide open. And Stevie, I think you fit that definition as well, because you are everywhere doing everything. Now, I understand that you're involved in a movie.
Yeah. movie called
it.
Hood Dreams, the movie. My business partner, Anita D. Foster, wrote the screenplay about 10 years ago. We've been shooting it for the last year and a half now. We're coming down to our last shooting days. Next Sunday, actually, we're winding up. I play a detective. I have a small role in it, playing a detective. I'm also helping with a lot of behind-the-scenes things. I'm doing photography. I'm the set photographer, as well as the other business aspects to getting a major feature film together and out there. So, yeah, we're doing that too.
Yes, I mean, you're involved in so many things. It's really hard for me to put that shy with you. That doesn't fit. I'm sorry. You know, you can't do all the things that you do and be shy. I don't get that.
I wish for another me sometimes. So,
really?
It gets hectic sometimes. Yeah, it's a little hectic. I do marketing and promotions for independent artists. Mm-hmm. I have three clients currently. That would be Jeff Majors, Navasha Dea, formerly of Fertile Ground, and DeLandria Mills, who is a bad flutist.
Yeah, she's
dope. So I have, I'm working with top-notch international artists in addition to LaVita doing management. And like,
yeah,
I said, I'm about to sign Rob 7 as well for management. They're all different genres,
mm-hmm,
per se. They would all be in different type classifications. Like Jeff Majors is inspirational music. Delandria is jazz. Navasha Dea is world music. Lolita is house. Rob Seven is he's R&B, and also work with a young lady out of Atlanta named Desiree Dawn, and her music is called Future Soul.
Right.
And stuff. So,
I love it.
Yeah.
And they're all so very talented. And some of them that you mentioned have been on this show, and some of them are yet to be on this show, but it's in the works. They're scheduled. They're coming up. I have to say that one of the things that I really love about you is, yeah, you do promotions, and yes, that's your job, but I appreciate that you share the artist, because so many people don't. And I lately, over the last year, I've met people who do. They share, they're like, okay, here, I can get this person on your show. And, you know, and I'm like, well, I know so-and-so. And, you know, when we flip and flop and we get it out there, because the more avenues that people have to hear these independent artists, these wonderful, talented independent artists, the better, you know? So I love it.
Definitely. It's definitely got to be shared and stuff. No one's being an artist just to sit in their room by themselves.
How about
and no one
that?
Hearing
How about that? Yeah.
So. You know, the more that it's shared, I mean, you never know whose song or what is going to touch you. Music is about life and stuff, and people in art and stuff. And we need art in life. Music is God's creation.
It's
for us. Like, you know, I heard a saying once, if they took away weed and the hood, people would go crazy, but if they took away music,
I think so.
The same thing would happen.
So,
and the fact that they changed music to being negative and stuff, you see how the effect that it's done on people. I mean, it was planned out that way.
Mm-hmm.
And so music affects your life.
Yes, it does. I like to say that it's the backdrop to life, because and because you can hear a song. First of all, you can hear a couple of notes and you know what that song is that's going to play.
Mm-hmm.
But
the
music itself will take you back to a memory, to a time in your life that was good or bad or indifferent. It comes with it. It brings with it all of those memories that you had. What were you doing when that song came out? Oh, that's when we were wearing bell bottoms and afros. I mean, you know, you just remember your life through listening to music and the music that played during any significant period of your life, any happening. You remember that song, and when you hear that song, it immediately takes you back to that moment.
And that's what's so troubling right now is about the last 10 years, the music that is being played on commercial radio means nothing.
Yeah.
And stuff. So what memory is that generation going to have
on
their music?
Amen,
and stuff. Not nothing. You know,
mm-hmm.
What are you going to talk about, Bootylicious 10 years? Come on, really?
Oh, no.
You
really?
Know, you're going to be 50 talking about
Bootylicious.
Talk about
Bootylicious. Girl, please.
What you going to remember from that?
Oh, my gosh.
You know, so,
true.
It's critical that, you know, independent music be shared and be spread around and stuff. It's a movement. And,
mm-hmm.
and with any movement, it has power behind it.
Yes.
And stuff, and it needs to be shared. It's a grassroots movement that's in the streets. And some independent, there are independent artists that are making fine livings, and a lot of people ain't heard of them.
Yeah,
Eric
Robinson
is a prime example. That brother got like 8-9 albums out,
yes.
You know, and I can still say Eric Robinson is sent to someone and they haven't heard about him.
I know.
You know, but his music is good, and he's good lyrical content, and he's a solid performer.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
I mean, he's a great dude, you know, so stuff like that bothers me.
And that's been my experience. All of them are sweethearts. I mean, I haven't met an independent artist yet that was negative or, you know,
mm-hmm.
had that prima donna attitude. They're also down to earth and just will talk to you.
I met some crazy ones. I ain't going to say all of that.
Well, I haven't. I have to thank God that I haven't, because I don't want to be bothered with crazy folk.
Yeah, that, you know, basically with the craziness is, you know, I said people have different kinds of madnesses and stuff. And it's a proven fact that artistry, when you're extremely talented, sometimes you got some kind of other illness going on
mm-hmm.
and stuff. You know, some of the greatest inventors of the world had mental illness.
That's true.
And stuff had other different things happening. And same thing with artists and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Donny Hathaway is the perfect example.
Yeah.
You know, he's very talented, you know, on this side, but on the other side, he had mental illness. And stuff. So, you know, being mentally ill and being talented It seems sometimes to go hand in hand with something.
I like my girl Phyllis Hammond.
Being
loved
on stage
her.
In front of a million people is got to be challenging.
Yeah. I don't think that's the life I would see for myself, but you know, to each his own. You know, some people.
And I forgot. I don't know how I forgot and stuff, but I'm gonna fix it right now. One of my clients, Jimmy James, and stuff. She's in the process of transitioning from an independent artist to a mainstream artist.
Oh, okay.
And stuff with a track that she released called "Lead Me On," and stuff. She'll be in the area probably at the end of the month. Actually, and stuff. So she's in the transition right now, which we're very extremely happy and excited about.
Wow.
And stuff. It's a wonderful thing to have financial backing behind
yeah.
you. And her, she has lyrical content and stuff. You know, and she's been hustling for a long time. She's on grind. She's been doing it. She's out of L.A. She's born and raised in L.A., you know, and she's been doing her thing. Shout out to Jimmy James. That's my Jimmy Jeezy.
All right,
doing real good things. Doing real good things.
That's great. Love to hear people doing what they want to do. And speaking of which, you know, when I have guests on the show, I always like them to give a word of advice or encouragement to other people, be it about music, about business, about both, about life, whatever it is that you feel confident enough to talk about. And I'm not going to ask you to do it right this second. I'm just putting it out there so you can be thinking about it as we continue on. And let's see. I wanted to play another song, Miss Daya. You mentioned her. She's fantastic.
Navasha is incredible. She's an incredible vocalist right now, today, like right now, this minute. She's out on the road with Sweet Honey and The Rock. They have her as a guest vocalist.
I love
she
them too.
Third gig this weekend. She had three gigs this weekend with them. She did two other performances with them, one in Florida and one up north, and I think it was in Boston and stuff. She's also, we just shot her first music video of her career last weekend and stuff. So it was a lot of good things happening with Natasha, and she's an amazing person as well as an incredible vocalist.
Yes, she is. And I don't really know which one to play by her, so I'm just going to pick one because they all good as far as I'm concerned.
Go ahead. If you pick Iwapele is the song that we shot the video for.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be a great, great song. All the whole EP that she dropped was is just
yeah,
beautiful.
That's what I'm saying. It's all like that. Okay, so we'll play, pronounce it again for me.
Iwapele by writer, producer, song stylist, Miss Navasha.
Sometimes you have to go inside and reflect. Be still, gentle character. Be sweet, be mindful, be kind, gentle character.
Got some talented folks on your roster there.
Now, I sure do. I give it to them. They are some talented people. Thank you, God. Thank you.
Yes,
amen.
Yes, yes. I'm telling
amen.
You.
Amen.
I'm telling
definitely
you.
Definitely a blessing.
So let me ask you. I mean, you've done so much. Is there anything else? What's next for you to conquer? What are you trying to, what's your goal?
I started piano lessons this morning.
I love it. I love it. I love it.
I mean, you know, like a long time ago, you know, I always said I wanted to be a DJ and a photographer. You know, I've done that. I do that. I still do that. Mm-hmm, so as a kid, mm-hmm. I wanted to do these things. I used to hang out at the radio station, WWYN, mm-hmm. which later became Radio 1 in Baltimore. And there was a DJ that woke me up every morning to go to high school. You know, named Pearl Pompey. His mm-hmm. show was called The Positive Force. And I used to hang out at the station with him and stuff, and he asked me, what do you want to do? And I was like, this, that, and that. He was mm-hmm. like, okay. And he would tell, he gave me this analogy and stuff. He said, you know, you take a magnifying glass and you're trying to burn a hole in the paper from the sun, but if you keep moving it around, you ain't going to never burn that hole. So hold it still. Burn one hole at a time. And stuff. He didn't say you can't. He never said you can't do all them things you want to do. He said just, you know, master one at a time
mm-hmm.
and stuff. So I've mastered photography, but not to the point where I know everything. I've mm-hmm. mastered, you know, take a really good picture.
Yeah, you do.
Stuff.
You take.
You know, I have
picture.
A camera, but there's still things in photography that I'm learning mm-hmm. that I need to know. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Music, DJing. I've got that mastered where I can have a radio show that's syndicated on 12 stations in the U.S. and the U.K. and play 7 days a week somewhere.
Yes.
And so that's pretty masterful right there.
That is masterful, my sister, I have to say. So, I have to bow down on that one.
And the thing of that is, which is funny, is I ain't try to get none of them stations. So if I, you know, put my mind to it or a team to working on getting more stations, it would be even more. But mm-hmm. all those came to me.
Right.
And stuff, which was great. And stuff. So that's masterful. That's, you know, I got that down. You know, but I'm sure there's still things in radio and stuff. I've been doing radio for a long time. But like I said, used to be on the college station and now I'm doing my own thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still not perfect in that either. So mm-hmm. there's just, you know, things you do. I do marketing and promotions and stuff. I'm a promoter. I've been a promoter since high school.
Right.
And stuff. I have that mastered. Mm-hmm. I know how to do marketing. I keep up with the latest trends in marketing and stuff. I read a lot and stuff just to keep up with what's going on and with the social networking and all of that. So I've mastered that. And so the next thing is, you know, artist management and stuff. I'm not perfect artist manager. I'm pretty good, though, and stuff. But I've mastered it to the point where we can function and get some really good things popping and done,
mm-hmm,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm not perfect. But there's more things that I can learn in that.
Well, you know, we are to seek perfection, but we know that we can never be perfect. But if we seek perfection, we will be excellent. So,
you are
excellent.
Definitely.
You are excellent.
To keep up with the times and the things and new technology and,
mm-hmm.
and everything.
I'm a
great networker. I know that about myself and stuff. So I don't necessarily need the camera anymore. And stuff, but the camera is like, when people see me without my camera, the first thing they say, "What's Steven? Steven, where your camera?" I'm like, "I'm taking a day off from the camera." Okay,
camera. You
really?
Can. You can. You have permission.
Thank you. I'm at a barbecue right now. Get ready to go get in the pool.
Oh, good for you, girl.
No camera.
You know, you don't want to take a camera in the pool.
Although
they do have them there.
So
yeah, I was
going to
say
that.
They do have waterproof ones, but that's not fun. You still got to worry about it.
Yeah.
Anyway, honey, I'm so glad that you joined me this evening, especially if you had a cookout. Wow.
People keep going, "Stevie, you all right?" Yeah, I'm good. I'm on an interview.
Okay, are you ready to give that advice? I'm not going to keep you any longer now that you tell me you're ready to dip in the pool.
Oh, girl, I ain't already. We got to let the food go down a little
bit. Okay. Well, I'm not rushing you off.
There's a lot of people, you know, that along my path and along my journey that have contributed to my success. And that's what we all need, someone to help us to go to the next level or to encourage and that you know, swipe some of the dirt out of the walkway, you know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? So we can have a clear path to walk on. And that's something that we people need to be mindful of and always pay respect to people who have helped you along your journey and stuff, your lessons and your blessings all. You know, I'm
mm-hmm.
thankful for that, Joe. Being thankful is very important in your life's journey. Having faith is also an important key in your life's journey. Dare to dream.
Yes.
You know, a lot of kids aren't being taught to dream. Go ahead and dream. Dream. Have goals and things you want to be. If your goal is to be a cashier in a, you know, a fast food restaurant, then go ahead and do it. And so just have dreams and know and have your focus and be disciplined. And what you want to do and stuff. So it's dream, focus, faith, discipline, be thankful, and have respect.
Mm.
And so those are important things that I live my life by. You know, that's how I live my life every day.
Mm-hmm.
And so not being a perfect, you know, we fall short sometimes on different things, but it's okay. It's human, so you just pick up and keep on going. And stuff. So no one's going to be perfect in everything that they do and stuff. But don't beat yourself up too bad about it. Just, you know, brush it off, brush the dirt off your shoulders and keep rocking and rolling with it.
Right.
So, that's my advice.
And that's some damn good advice. Let me just say, I couldn't have said it better. Stevie Robinson, thank you so much. Now, I was hoping to get my portraits done from you. So, I'm trying to save all my little coins. So
yeah,
I can get that done. Because I want to have pictures done by the famous Stevie Robinson, okay? Because you have photographs.
Okay, I'll give you a discount, girl. Don't worry about it.
I got you. Don't worry about it.
I hook you up. All right.
Love it. All right, darling.
I'm ready to be a comedian. So, yeah, that'll be next.
A comedian? Oh, my God. You let
no,
me know.
I'm joking.
I was going to say, you
I'm
let
funny,
me know
but
where you
probably
go.
I don't think, no, I can, nah, I'm good. I'm good where I'm at. It's good.
Yeah, but you know, shy people do make good comedians. I'm just saying.
No, I'm good. My day is quite busy enough. The caliber of the artist that I am working with keeps me quite busy.
I'm sure. And
every day.
You got some powerful hitters, for sure.
Yeah, everybody bringing the heat, and God has blessed me with these people, and I'm like, well, y'all want to work with me? Why y'all want to work with me? Really? So, you know, and it's good. You know, God has blessed me with these incredibly talented individuals, not only talented in their craft, but also spiritually balanced. Mm-hmm. And mentally balanced, which is important.
Very, very important. Both of those.
Which is important.
All right, Stevie. Thank you so much, my dear. I don't want to keep you any longer. Go enjoy your evening. I know you don't get too many of those. And the summer is coming to an end, so you got to make the best of it.
Thank you very much, all right? Appreciate you having me on your show.
It's been my pleasure, darling. And you know we're going to be in touch.
Got to set up some interviews.
Yeah, girl. Thanks a lot, dear.
All right, dear. Peace.
Wow. You know, it's really exciting for me to talk to people who I consider sheroes. And there are a few. And there have been a few since I've started this journey, this part of my journey. And Stevie Robinson is definitely one of those, okay? So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you there's not a better person. You need some promotion done, you better get with her. You're an artist, a talented, stable artist, and you're looking for somebody to help you out. I'm telling you, she's the one, okay? Right here in the DMV. So for all the people in the DMV listening who meet that criteria, I'm just saying. Okay, and so now I want to play something from Rob 7, who is another artist that she said she's going to be working with. Actually, Rob is going to be on the show next month, but I want to go ahead and play one of his songs. And okay, let's try 5 more minutes, and this is actually featuring Maya E. Okay.
Last night was crazy, but life goes on. Waking up early, gotta work this morning. Laying here staring at the ceiling as the alarm goes off. And I know that I've got things to do, but I don't even wanna move. Here, in these arms, there's a feeling I don't wanna lose. I wish I could just hit the snooze and say 5 more minutes playing here with you. I wish I could hit the snooze and have 5 more minutes here in your arms. All I want is 5 more minutes with you, girl. I know we got so much to do, but wouldn't it be cool if we could hit the snooze and get 5 more?
Love the way you whisper in my ear. Though I try to move away and say I gotta go, you pull me back in. Ooh, if I had my way, it would be longer than forever in this bed. Cause you know that I've been wanting you bad, been wanting you bad. Hold me, give me a reason to never leave. I gotta work, but I'll call in sick if you give me what I need.
Playing here with you. I wish I could hit the snow.
snooze and have five more minutes here in your arms. All I want is five more minutes with you, girl. I know I got so much to do, but wouldn't it be cool if we could hit the snooze and get five more
kisses? You gave to me is beyond expression.